Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 498. Accusations must be met. When man assails his fellow men, and presents in a ridiculous light those whom God has appointed to do work for him, we would not be doing justice to the accusers, or to those who are misled by their accusations should we keep silent, leaving the people to think that their brethren and sisters, in whom they have had confidence, are no longer worthy of their love and fellowship. This work, arising in our very midst, and resembling the work of Korah, Dathan, and Abram, is an offense to God, and should be met. And on every point the accusers should be called upon to bring their proof. Every charge should be carefully investigated. It should not be left in any uncertain way. The people should not be left to think that it may be or it may not be. And when there is a servant of God, whom he has appointed to do a certain work, and who for half a century has been an accepted worker, laboring for the people of our faith, and before God's workers as one whom the Lord has appointed, when for some reason one of the brethren falls under temptation, and because of the messages of warning given him becomes offended, as did the disciples of Christ, and walks no more with Christ, when he begins to work against the truth, and make his disaffection public, declaring things untrue which are true, these things must be met. The people must not be left to believe a lie. They must be undeceived.